Thank you, Sean. It is Mother's Day weekend, and it is 5:35 here on The Ticket. And to celebrate Mother's Day weekend, I did something yesterday that I think a lot of people should do, and that is go to the DMV. What a great place. What a lot of fun it is.
For Mother's Day?
And what a great place to celebrate any holiday. Christmas, Thanksgiving, Mother's Day, 4th of July. Told you guys the story a couple of months ago of my failed trip to the DMV to get my driver license. That is the technical term that nobody uses.
We say drivers.
Why do we all say driver's license when on the official DMV site, it is driver license?
I don't understand why they don't just switch it.
Yeah, I've never said driver license. It sounds like so wrong.
Everybody is... You're supposed to... The language and dictionaries are supposed to follow convention.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Whatever people are doing.
Right. Yeah, I don't know one human that has ever said... Do you have your driver license, or I need to renew my driver license?
It'd be a total stop down if they did.
Yeah.
My what?
But
driver that's license.
What they call it on the website officially, it's your driver license.
I don't know.
So in Texas, we have these new driver license / ID cards. So you really have to update. I think by the end of this year... I think everybody's got to have the new version of our driver license / ID card.
Wasn't it supposed to be by last October, then they extended it?
Yes, because of the pandemic.
Okay, so I got some time.
Got an extra year. Yeah, it may have been pushed to this October, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody will probably have to go into the DMV to do this. I tried what everybody tries these days first, and that is to renew online, but I was told I had to go into the office in person.
Hmm.
So I had that failed attempt a couple of months ago when I went in, huge line, by the way, wrapped all the way around the building. It was right as things were starting to open up a little bit more, and so people were getting out more, and I guess there was a backlog on people needing their driver license. Waited probably 45 minutes outside. Didn't bother me. I didn't have anything to do that day. Finally got in. Then was told to go over to this corral where I waited probably another 45 minutes. So now I've invested 90 minutes. I had everything with me, or so I thought. I had the questionnaire you fill out and my old driver license and my...
Stop saying it that way.
Other forms of ID and whatever else it said I needed. And they finally call my name and number, and so I go around to one of the little cubicles, and she says, okay, let's see, we just need your... I think she said driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, don't have that. I have my driver license, but I don't have my driver's license. And she
said, you're being belligerent. You're going to have to come back another day.
And
back of the line.
She said, okay, we need this and this and this. And I need your social security card. And I looked at her and said, don't have it. I'm sorry, sir. You're being belligerent now. So then she gives me this sheet, and I said, you don't have it in your system? Like, I've had my license here in this state for 40 years. You don't...
Sir?
Yes, but you still have to show it to us, sir.
Sir.
So very defeatedly, I got up, walked out, and then started looking for my old Social Security card, which I remember when I got as a kid, it was the first official... thing I ever got.
So great.
Before you get a driver license or a credit card or anything else, you get your Social Security card. It makes you kind of feel like an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I laminated it and then read down the road that you weren't supposed to laminate them.
Oh.
It's somewhere in my possession, but I could not find it. So the other thing that you can bring in is a W-2. Because that has your Social Security number on it.
Okay, now we're talking.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I need to see that.
Yeah, I need to see that, too.
Yeah, just to
see what you're
prove your identity
down
this
every
morning.
Year.
It would look a lot like yours, except with a different Social Security number.
I don't know.
But like anybody, you're a little weird about showing a stranger your W-2, so that was my only option, though. Couldn't find my Social Security card, so I got a W-2, and I blacked out all of the income lines. And I didn't know if that was the right thing to do or the wrong thing. Was that offensive to her in some way? I don't know.
It's non-floating.
Why would it be offensive to her?
Just like, is she going to look at me? Oh, so you don't trust me with your private information?
I'd be like, yeah, no, I don't.
You think I'll be offended by what you make, or you think I'll laugh at what you make?
No,
or...
I think there's a little thing called privacy. And,
sir, there's a reason, now you're being belligerent.
Yeah. There's a reason why you're covering up your up tops.
Security.
I'm not saying you're embarrassed of them. I'm just saying they're private.
Well, that's what I did. So yesterday, drive over to the Mega Center, which is an idiocracy term, by the way. Mm-hmm. The DMV Mega Center in Garland.
Welcome to DMV. I love you.
No line whatsoever this time. Walk right in. You schedule your appointment online. So 2 months ago, I had to reschedule it for today because they were booked all the way until for yesterday. 2 months booked out. Walk right in, walk right over to the holding corral. This time I'm there for probably 20 minutes before I get called back. And once again, the question came to mind, if Jerry Jones needs to renew his driver license, what does he do? Does he go over to the holding corral and let everybody beat him down for 20 minutes while he's waiting? Well, we did get the answer to this. I heard from somebody anonymously who works at one of these centers, and they said, no, Jerry would not wait, that they would contact them, the DMV, and the DMV would arrange for him to come through a back door, come straight in, take his new driver license picture, and go out.
Well, what the heck?
I know. I'm kidding. Isn't that wrong?
Yeah.
Who makes that determination? Like, who is famous enough to get the
where do they draw that
backdoor treatment?
I don't know. I was looking at this online yesterday, and there were stories all over the place about people seeing famous people at the DMV. So my feeling is the line is drawn very, very high.
Like, you only have like 5 or 10 people in every market that's like that.
That's kind of the feeling that I got. Like, I don't think the president has to go in and sit in line and wait in the corral.
No.
Our local president, Jerry Jones, doesn't have to do that. Cubes probably doesn't have to do that.
No.
But what a beating is it for someone like Don Henley, who is worldwide famous, but there's going to be a lot of people now who may not know him.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
He's like, hey, can I please come in the back door? And everything.
I'm sorry, I've never heard of you. I'm 24 years old, and...
I bet he just puts on some sunglasses and a ball cap and goes in and waits.
Yeah.
Yeah, then there'll be some old guy in there. Hey, it's Don Henley. I want to talk to you for the whole time we're waiting here.
Oh.
It did remind me of another time that I'd seen in person, actually, superstars getting superstar treatment. That was at LAX when we were out there for Cowboys training camp many years ago. And I was all the way to the left in the American Airlines terminal because I had my giant bike box that I had to check at this special place.
Gosh, and, that's haughty.
Well, it's not. It's like an extra layer of beating when you're
so
traveling,
haughty.
Trust me.
But it's haughty.
No, I'm over there with like people checking animals and things like that.
You're not going to dissuade me from my conclusion. It's haughty.
Oversized luggage. That's what it's called. Well, next to oversized luggage was this door, and I looked kind of out of the corner of my eye. I saw commotion, and then I see this group of people coming in, and there's about, I don't know, 6 people, 2 guys in front, 2 guys in back, and in the middle, some woman who looked like she was kind of in disguise, and they hurried her in there. And when I finally got my turn up to the counter to check my oversized luggage, I said, what was that all about? They said, oh, that's the entrance for, you know, VIPs. And I said, who was that? Oh, that was Reese Witherspoon.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have to go through normal security at the airport.
Yes. What's the cutoff there? What if you're just in B-movies and you have very minor roles?
Yeah, I bet you LAX has to deal with a bunch of people who think they're more celebrity than they are.
Right. Maybe you have to have been nominated for an Oscar.
Hmm. Okay.
Then you have to produce that certificate each time.
Carry the Oscar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you won, carry the Oscar.
Yeah.
So only about 20 minutes of a wait, and then I get called back, and she said, okay, can I see your license and this and this and this? And then she didn't ask for the Social Security number.
See there? All that worry.
She said, okay, I need you to do 2 things. Stand up and put your thumbs on this scanner. So I put these 2 thumbs on this little bitty square scanner. They could barely fit on there. I think they need to enlarge those. And that's... It feels like it's the first time I've ever been fingerprinted.
But you got both thumbs.
But you put both thumbs on this little scanner. I guess that's a new thing for this new ID card.
So it's fingerprints.
Fingerprints for your driver license. And then I had to stand up and take a new picture because my old picture I had taken probably at least 10 years ago. So it was time for a new one.
Who did that drop, by the way? Was that Jer back there?
Hello.
Hi, Jer.
I was about to say, it was quality. I'm scanning Jer's
thumbs. Thanks for using Company Kitchen.
So when I get up to take the picture, I gave her the line. I said, does my hair look okay? And then after I said that, I thought, she's probably heard that 1 million times. And all she did was look at me and barely give me a nod yes. Just take the stupid picture, guy.
I'm with her.
So I took the stupid picture, sat back down, and then she said, oh, wait a minute.
I love you.
Do you have your Social Security card?
Oh, dang it.
And I thought, wow, I almost got away with this. And I said, I don't have my card. I couldn't find it. But I do have a W-2. She said, that'll work. So I gave her the redacted W-2.
She looked at you funny?
No.
She actually did look at me and it a little funny. But she didn't say anything. And she took it. And I think she made a copy of it and my birth certificate and something else. And then gave it all back to me. And that was it. Oh, wait. They microchipped me at one point.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
5G.
Started you.
Yeah. And then that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it in the mail in 2 weeks. They gave me the temporary, which isn't the old little flimsy temporary. It was like this giant temporary with my new picture on there. Oddly, they turned around the new picture in 1 minute.
What's the deal with these new cards? Are they going to be like more difficult to falsify?
I think so.
So there goes the fake ID market?
Probably.
At least for a few years before they can figure it out.
I wonder what has been the history of fake IDs, if they ever got better. Because I remember they used to look really cheap.
They got a lot better.
How do you know?
I have kids who've gone through that.
So that's still a deal, huh?
Oh, yeah. Every college town has a guy.
Gosh. Who does
them. Yeah. And they're pretty good. Some of them look a lot like McLovin.
What?
From Superbad.
Oh,
can you come up with a better name than McLovin?
So according to their website, the new ID card, the new driver license, is made from a different polycarbonate material, harder to replicate and tamper with. Laser engraving adds another layer of protection against forgeries and changes.
Uh-huh.
So it'll be a little harder. And on the new one, it says at the top in big letters, driver license. So they're really trying to push this.
I guess so.
I got to get that done.
Yep.
Mine's up in June anyway, so I'll just do it then, right?
Yeah, get it done a little bit before.
Yeah, I'd get it done early. Yeah. Okay, all right. All right.
And
just continue to do things the way we've done them our whole lives that have made us miserable. Put things off to the last second.
Well, that's it. It's time for me to renew this June, so, you know, two birds with one stone, I'm thinking.
Yeah, but I think you can renew early, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you probably can. Yeah.
I would do it just in case you, like me, run into a problem and you have to reschedule for 2 months down the road.
Yeah.
Might as well. All right, 548 here on the ticket. Coming up next, a very impressive resume.